All right. What down, everybody? What down? What down? What down? What's happening? What y'all got going on today? See, now what's amazing about this is, see, TT Camille is walking around, okay? I gave her a half a song break, okay? But now that we've started, as you see, right there, as you see her, all right? Now that we've started.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
she has been having a time, okay, today.
Oh, God.
But that's okay. Come, it's okay. It's okay. We back. Two time. All right, welcome hey, to y'all. The Ratchet Aunties podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
Hey, I'm your TT here. We outside.
Shit.
She was having a time.
Man, it took me a long time to find out where the screen door was because I couldn't get out.
That's okay. That's okay. What you got going on today?
Whew, girl, nothing. I feel great. Went ahead and sweated out my face, or excuse me, my baby hairs in the gym. No, the short hairs around my hairline because they ain't baby. Ain't nothing baby about it. He ain't baby.
They grown hairs. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grown hair.
Yeah. Not to be okay. Confused with grown air.
Correct. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. And unfortunately, I can't retrieve the docket because, I have to get my phone together. It won't even bring up my notes. I was like, come on, man. I was like, man, I got other creative writing in there. I almost lost my shit because I thought I lost my shit.
Nobody knows what it's like when you cannot find your backed up work.
Oh,
like,
my
that
God.
Is so messed up.
It is. Like your heart skip a beat a little bit because you're like, ooh. I mean, I can always create more, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's true. It's so true. It's true. We actually have a couple things, but I want to.
It's the chuckle.
Yeah, because if only you knew. All right. So this morning I log on into my Twitter. Okay.
Oh, we starting off with Twitter.
Woo! You know, we're going to start off with that because the funnier part of my day relies on whether or not something happens extremely crazy that either myself or maybe my brother has seen. Okay? And today, as the kids say, left no crumbs.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It left no fucking crumbs. So, so this is, hold on, I'll play it in the sound for you. But my brother leaves out of his apartment. You've been over there before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's like.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm sorry. You know what it's like.
No, I should probably turn. Oh no, I'm good.
So
no.
he leaves outside to go to work today.
Mm-hmm.
And he has
whoa.
He has a video basically.
Oh my God.
Of this poor gentleman's vehicle.
What happened?
Well, okay, for the folks at home, I'll probably add it in this video for you guys. I'll send it.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing is a poorly remodeled Chevy Malibu. Okay.
That was an Impala.
Yeah, that's
it looked like okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Impala. Okay, and they changed over the grill in the front, but it wouldn't matter because it's smashed in now. So it turns out that this young gentleman is a drug dealer on the block, and his old lady, as the old folks used to say, catches him cheating via his phone. Last night.
Here we go with this again.
And before he could wake and hit the block.
Somebody hit the block.
She hit him on the block.
Yeah.
With a hammer. Okay. After she took her vehicle and backed into his front end. So first she smashes into the front end. And then next all the holes that it looks like, oh, somebody maybe shot the car up. No. Those are hammer.
I thought those were bullet.
Bow. Oh, she went on a smash and grab. But what's so funny, my brother is a fucking imbecile just like me. He goes, notice how she left the passenger side untouched as to where she normally sits.
I can't. Who would even think of... Bro. But that's pretty funny though.
So let's start it off. With these involuntary reactions that we get when finding out someone's cheating. Go.
Because why?
Choose words.
Okay.
We have them.
So if someone is cheating on you and you take it to the vehicle...
What mindset did you have to be in?
Because what is that going to change? The cheating has already been checked.
I'm going to fuck up whatever he love.
Yeah, but ma'am.
Because he don't love me.
Yeah, but obviously you don't love you either because now you going to have charges.
Because
this nigga fucked somebody else. Like, I just, you know, I'm really, ladies, you're going to have to share your men. Okay? I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Here's the thing. Some. Okay?
Some. Most. Some. Most.
Some. There are some men who have the...
capability?
The restraint, one, and the non-desire.
Right.
For multiple women.
Yeah.
There are some men who cannot handle multiple women. So this is not for you, okay? Ladies.
But, oh, wait, let's take...
This is not for you and your man who y'all have been together and you know him and he don't want other bitches. He just wants you. This is not for you.
Right.
This is for the random woman who wants hashtag couple goals. Okay? If you want hashtag couple goals, you wanting somebody else, man.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I'm just saying.
Because your nigga ain't doing that for you. You don't have a nigga.
No, so he is not my nigga.
You want her nigga who's doing that for her. Except he's still not your nigga. And he not going to be your nigga. You could probably find some other nigga who's more on your level or your caliber of nigga. I'm pretty sure he has a bunch of yous around. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But what we not finna do is turn this into, oh my God, I just saw red. What's the craziest thing you've done finding out a guy cheated on you?
Let me see. The craziest thing I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, can I have a top two? They're short.
Sure.
Okay. Let's start off with, so I found the emails that they were doing mm-hmm. back and forth. It was a younger chick. So I printed out her picture and I taped it on the desktop computer. And then I left a note next to the keyboard and was like, me and the kids is gone. So that was the first one.
Okay.
The second one was, he was in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to the bathroom and I just flung the shower curtain open. I was like, you bitch, you gonna cheat on us? We only been married for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I call the chick. Mm. I call her. Yeah. I don't think you should be talking to me. You should talk to him. Not. I said, no, that's fine. And I understand why you would feel that way, but I already know that he's gonna lie. I said, but you don't have no reason to. So I really just want to hear your side.
No.
Because I am entertained at this point. Because she didn't even know he was married. So I think after that, I left with the kids again. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, just leaving with the kids. That was my craziest thing.
I can't believe it. She's done some crazier shit. I'm sure of it. We'll rewind back to this moment at 6:30 p.m.
Damn, yeah, but that's the thing. I had crazy
like
moments.
2 years from now, okay? We'll go back to season two. Okay.
Now, I don't disagree. I've had some crazy moments, but it wasn't over that nigga cheating.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not my story. Okay. my story is I found some I found like sex going back and forth. Like I saw like pictures and like it was like pictures, texts, whatever combination.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So I'm just reading. He was asleep at the time. So as I'm scrolling, I was like, yeah. So I stood over him in a bed and I had the phone like a good length away from his face.
Maybe like a good foot.
It was nice. It was in the air. Like I was standing, he was laying down. So for real, I was up.
It was like, a couple of feet.
Yeah. Bow.
You just dropped the phone on his face.
He felt like he dropped it on his own face. He woke up so bewildered. It was amazing. He felt like he did it. We had a conversation about it afterward. And, you know, everything was all good. But either way, yeah, that's where my shit lies.
That's not that crazy though. That ain't crazy at all.
It was still violence. I chose violence, not towards, you know, a thing.
But it was
towards him.
I hate to say it, but
violent.
It was slight. Like, it was slight violence. That was just
imagine a phone dropping on your face from like, okay, I'm not standing on the bed.
I'll be ready to scrap.
But I'm standing up. Yeah, like I was standing and I had it at my head level, like bow.
So
like,
basically, you saying that he probably saw a couple of stars.
Hopefully,
nigga, I want you to see what I'm seeing.
I just want you to understand where I'm coming from, okay? And the immediate reaction from me was, okay. This nigga wanna get hit in the face. That's
I mean, that's the way that I feel.
This is the first, like, thing that came to my head. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to get more niggas. And that's what happened.
I'm going to get more niggas.
What happens is.
I can't.
What happens is people forget, okay, that, which I guess takes me into my next thing. People have options, okay? And I say people. Oh, the battery dead.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, well, you know.
What is happening?
No, I just looked. It was like, oh, okay, cool.
Right.
People say, definitely.
Keep going. I'm
going
to do that.
Do your thing.
Okay.
People are completely unaware of the fact that everybody got options, okay? Even the one person that you thought had no options has, in fact, options. And that includes men and women, too. Okay, so unfortunately, gentlemen, we understand how polyamory has worked in your favor for these past couple of years. Just by branding alone, it has worked in your favor. The patriarchy as it is, or whatever the fuck y'all want to call it, all of that relies on the man being the number one, or the leader, if you will. So, if the man being the head of household in the Americas is allowed to have as many biblical wives as he can say that, you know, is ordained by God, then that's totally fine. The issue is that there were plenty other poly practicing countries and cultures that also exhibited polyandry, polygyny, all types of things where the woman is the one who has multiple husbands and is able to build communities as well. So, I don't know. Depending on what y'all feel, if y'all feel like, you know, your woman is unable to have more than one man, then that's okay. You know, I'm pretty sure there's more women willing to share a man than it is men willing to share their woman. My issue with it is with all of these women sharing men, right? They're not going to be able to have that same amount of time with him. So they would have to be sharing a multitude of men. Men, not man. Not all these women sharing one man. At this point, it becomes all these women sharing a group of men.
That sounds like fun to me.
Sounds like life.
Yeah, because that's the way shit really works. And sorry, y'all, I couldn't weigh in. I was doing some other shit.
Do your thing.
For the people that are looking to have multiple connections or partners,
mm-hmm.
You can't be selfish. There's nothing in the equation where you can. It's nothing about I or me. It doesn't exist. And if you have that mindset, it never is going to work for you.
Yeah. Mostly that's how relationships work, though. So if you're wondering why it is hard for you to couple or to throuple or to quad, if you're wondering why it's hard for you, more than likely it's because you and yourself are not a team player.
Right.
You in and within yourself don't like to share, and that's okay. I don't like to share a lot of things, so I understand.
Right.
However, when it comes to people, it's almost impossible unless you live your life for the other person.
Right.
I don't think most people are willing to do that. So because you're not willing to submit, Miss Mamas, perhaps that's why you're not going to find somebody who's wanting that. Like,
exactly.
Maybe you're going to have to share, nigga.
Yeah. So that's why I always love when I hear women say, oh, well, girl, if he cheat on me, that's it.
Cool. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay. So outside of him cheating, he can't do anything else where the relationship would be over. People always go to cheating first. Like, that is the worst thing. Like, what if they steal your life savings? How about that? Nobody says that. Or what if somebody say, you know, like they tried to steal your children? You know, like something drastic. If it's something as surface level as cheating, that means that you think life is unfair. Everything that happens to you is just, why is this happening to me? You are a victim.
I would just say, you know, I agree.
Cause what?
I agree. Majority of the time, I wonder from women if they're being honest with themselves about their cheating habits.
Yeah, because a lot of them like to forget that they do it, or they'll say, "What? No, I'm sorry." They like to justify as to why they do it. Well, I did it because of this. Well, you didn't need a reason to do it. You already had the feeling of doing it. It just happened to be because you felt that way around that time. No, it's called scapegoating. I just need you to stop and stand on that shit. Okay?
We don't like when men do it. So why would we like when women do it? I personally judge everybody accordingly. And right. From the same level playing scale. Just, bitch, you be cheating too. Shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
Be honest, though.
Shut up. With yourself. We cheat better. And that's really why we're mad at men for cheating in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue, is the fact that women cheat so well that we assume when we are being cheated on that they cheated as well as we did.
Right.
They went through the things that we did to hide that shit. That's not what he doing.
Okay.
He don't give a fuck about none of that. And the more you guys decide, like, betwixt yourselves, more y'all, you know, can just have that same fun together.
Yeah. Because why
not? For by yourself.
It's going to happen anyway. I mean, since it is already happening, then why not just make it happen? Everybody be trying to act like they don't be partaking in group sex, but it happens a lot.
I mean,
like,
as an adult, though, I have not. As a child, you know what I mean?
Right.
As an adult, most adults don't really do that. And that's why people be mad at that shit, because they don't want to see somebody fucking them with their big ass stomachs and man titties. Like, it's at some point, like, I remember.
I also remember
when there was some sort of discretion of what was going on in your bedroom. Like, we didn't know.
Yes.
None of the shit that was happening with y'all. And although sort of problematic, like, if you need help, yes, reach out for help.
Right.
The whole, like, publicizing, like, your weak ass, like amateur porn, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. There's a reason why porn exists, and that's for people who are actors and directors and cinematographers and producers. You know what I mean?
And they're good at it.
To make it look like, ooh, okay, what I'm not liking,
I can do it at home.
Yeah, it makes you feel that way.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't.
Right.
Okay? This is the difference between cinematography, like crazy ass film, Siskel and Ebert type awarded whatever shit.
Yeah.
And like, you on your Android. It's a difference.
A big one.
I don't want to see your pubic hair in 4K. So, you know what I mean? I don't want to see that. But
you don't want to see the dirty socks on the floor?
I definitely don't want to see your dirty pubic hair in 360p. Like, that's nuts. 240? 240? Blurry as shit. Put this shit up. Did you film this in a third world country? Where's your dial up at, my nigga? Get a better connection. This is terrible.
Oh my God.
Terrible. So yes, I know we speak from a place of privilege. Let me lead with that, okay? We speak from a place of privilege.
Yeah, we do.
What I don't speak from is a place of not understanding that something that is done really well makes you feel like you can do it too.
Right.
So I get it. Polyamory is not for everybody. You and your snoops, you're going to have a big fun time in polyamory. Why? Because ain't none of that shit going to help you. Let me tell you that.
No.
you and your anger issues, not gonna happen. Why? Because now you got multiple people to deal with their issues and being mad at them. It is not sunshine and roses. It's multiple relationships. If you cannot handle one, you will probably not be able to handle 2 to 5.
Okay.
So let's start with that, okay? What we want to do is get you guys to open your mind to why certain people be doing shit. Right. But cheating ain't polyamory neither.
Come on.
So just because you cheated, and I understand the whole like, yeah, well, you should just be poly. No, you shouldn't, because you ain't doing that right. Cheating is a monogamous thing.
Ooh, hold on. Now let's visit that. Cheating is a monogamy thing, because how can you cheat if you have multiple relationships?
Well,
and everyone knows and everyone is willing is what
well,
I'm saying.
See, no, that's not what it is. That's monogamy is you are keeping your one partner happy. You and your one partner, sickness and health, to death do you part, little bitch. It's me and you, boo, to the end of the world. You my everything. That is what breeds an environment for cheating and hiding it from your spouse, not your partner, from your spouse, because you are afraid of losing said relationship. Because cheating in a monogamous relationship equals you are going to lose your partner. I'm sorry, your spouse, because you don't have a partner in most monogamous relationships. You have a spouse. You have a regular husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance relationship.
Right.
So that's why cheating is for monogamy, because you are trying to hide the fact that you are liking or seeing somebody else. That's monogamy that does that. Polyamory don't do that at all.
Yeah.
Polyamory means that whether or not you were actively seeking somebody else or not, your partner knows that that's your desire. That's what polyamory is. That does not mean that you and your monogamous self cannot even participate in polyamory. You can't. For a long time, I was the monogamy in mono-poly relationship. You can have both. I don't have to be polyamorous for you to be polyamorous and us have a relationship. Those two do not have to coincide. So women, if you feel yourself feeling like, you know what, now I can have, or I'm already open to such and such many relationships, then yeah, you may be poly. There's the difference, because you have the capacity to do so. Right. A monogamous person does not have the capacity to date more than one person at the same time. Thus, if you're cheating, that means that you don't have the capacity to date more than one person at the same time. You're a monogamous person.
You just blew my socks off.
Sorry. You're still a monogamous person. You, however, may have caught yourself up in a, oh shit, this is a once in a lifetime moment or whatever the fuck. That don't make you poly. That just make you a cheater. Duh, the fuck. And that's okay. You know what I mean? That's clearly, it's been accepted across the board.
Yeah.
Polyamorous people say, hey, you don't have to cheat. This is just could be the way that we live. Just because that's the way that y'all live don't mean that that person has the capacity to live that way, though.
That's true.
And you don't have to.
Because you have choices and options, guys. You don't have to stay in something.
That's it.
That whole, I'm standing for the kids and it's because it's the right thing to do.
Sure.
That sounds
for you.
Great, but what are you
I
doing
for I hope it's the right
you?
Thing for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Maybe you will wild out by yourself. Maybe you need somebody to watch you. Majority of the time, that's what it is. You have married somebody and they have become your hard limit, basically.
Oh.
Like they have become the, hey, don't do this. And maybe before then, all you had was like a mom or a grandma, or, you know what I mean? Or a parent figure, sibling figure that told you that. Teacher figure that told you that.
Yeah.
After that, you out on your own. And sometimes it's okay to be reminded that, you know, somebody out here looking out for you. So I feel like that may be a thing. I think that may be the newest thing that people are embarking upon. I'm glad everybody is learning about polyamory. That don't make y'all ass polyamorous, okay? Clearly, right. The way that y'all are reacting to people doing things, tells me all the more that you are not polyamorous. This is totally fine.
Right.
You do not practice compersion. Some of y'all got kids right now, multiple. And the idea of loving both of your kids at the same equal level is fucking oblivious to you. That means you're not poly because you would practice compersion in your kids' life, but you don't.
Wow.
That means you're monogamous.
Damn.
And that's okay.
The way you just broke that shit down. Woo!
I'm sorry.
Ooh.
It's a real thing.
I'm not. Because that was great.
It's a real thing. I want y'all to be happy in your relationships. The things that you guys need to communicate about, you can live in a very, very happy, monogamous relationship and be dope.
Yeah.
Just because polyamorous people are coming out to the forefront does not diminish your monogamous relationship. And that's what we kind of did with sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gay people became like branded, you know what I mean? Like in a good way, marketed in a way that, hey, they not out here hurting nobody. I'm sorry y'all done heard about the AIDS. I'm sorry y'all done heard about all of this stuff, but gay people ain't hurt nobody. And y'all somehow took that to mean my masculinity is threatened.
Right.
How?
Those two are not even in the same
they
category.
They didn't say it was fucking you. So you hear fucking polyamorous people. And granted, it's a lot of toxic polyamory going around too.
Yes, it is.
Where people just automatically assume that you are like them or you should be. And I don't fuck with nothing that tells somebody what they should be doing.
Ooh.
You don't know them. Everybody is different. So that's toxic too. You looking at somebody's relationship and being like, hey, they gonna cheat on you. How the fuck would you know? You don't know them for all of that, but it depends on the person and the situations. Do they have those same type of people at them? Maybe the fuck not. Maybe they ain't never gonna get nobody else.
Which is also.
And you telling them, leave your man, shit. Like, nah, just be out here. You know, we gonna slut them out together. No, ma'am, that's going to scare your good nigga away. He don't do that shit. What? He don't want no threesomes. Leave that nigga alone. Take you and your bisexualness away from that man.
Because no, he is not your nigga.
He not your nigga.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, I hope that is one of those things that people will get. We'll keep talking about it. I'm definitely an advocate for anybody's relationships. If you guys need any help working through anything, I can basically talk you through basic shit. You know what I mean? If it is something that you're going through just in general in your relationship, I can probably break that down to this is what I feel from you. This is what I feel from you. Are you hearing each other? Repeat it back. Cool. We can move from there because you're not saying the same things or you are saying the same things. And this is where we can meet in the middle.
Right.
Otherwise, a lot of y'all just taking advice from people who don't know what the fuck they talking about. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful out ya. Oh, but. Speaking of being the fuck careful. Girl, so I was on the internet again, and I saw a post of an anonymous college student who gave their dorm confession or whatever the fuck.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Now, I've had a couple of dorm confessions that I probably will never confess to, and then some, but I have to read it in the book. I don't know. I might let some of those slide, but some not never. You ain't never gonna catch me, right? This one girl says, I used to be a dick-sucking goat, okay? A throat goat, if you would. Had a boyfriend. He beat her up. She can no longer suck dick. She got a gag reflex now. It's bad. Like, her jaw was locked, all types of shit. And the outrage that I felt in my soul, because what kind of evil human being would ruin a throat goat?
I'm sorry, my face is stuck.
Yeah.
He did that on purpose. And that is
but
violent.
But how, like, for me, I'm like, you were getting said dick sucking too. Like, this can't even be like a, if I can't get you, can't nobody get you. You with the bitch. You ain't never gonna get that shit no more.
Yeah,
what?
But see, but this is the thing now. When people get something so great they ain't never got before, they fuck up they neurological shits up here.
Yeah.
So when the literal and logical and when all that, no, it just stops functioning.
Yo.
It's like a glitch, so to speak.
It is not a glitch. Dickmatization is not a glitch. It
Tell
is a
that
placebo.
To them. Hmm.
Placebo.
You can't, you see what he did?
Placebo. He really ruined her. And
that's fucked
I just,
up.
You know, what would... So the question that immediately came in my mind was, you know, what would I do if I couldn't suck dick no more? Like, if I couldn't suck dick no more? Damn, yo. Like, that's so fucked. Like, it made me semi-emotional this morning. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
That's criminal activity.
That's your, like, let alone, clearly chewing for her is probably going to be a problem forever. You know what I mean? Just like, you know what I mean? I know what it's like to laugh real, real hard.
Yeah, but
and your shit just like.
But I'm wondering also, like, even with her swallowing food. Like,
gag reflex. You got everything got to be soft now.
You literally fucked her up because of whatever.
I'm sorry. Domestic violence is not funny, but taking somebody's ability to suck dick is wild. Like, that's some next level evil man shit.
Evil man.
Evil man. Like, it is some next level shit. Like, that's like me being like, all right, I'ma knock this nigga so hard and it's like, and it's trachea where he can't eat pussy no more. What? Oh. Why would you do that?
People
that's,
are weird.
That's, yo.
You're weird.
You're weird, bro.
You're weird.
I'm glad. I ain't saying no names. It was an anonymous post in the first place, but I'm glad because I'm not one for throwing niggas in jail. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to say, hey, lock that nigga up. Like, I'm trying, like, genuinely, it's a lot of people out here who got. What the fuck? Woo. Okay.
Oh, God.
Nope. 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 Y'all don't. Y'all know watching it, but y'all won't know. Never mind.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of niggas doing fucked up shit out here. And although a lot of niggas need to be sat down, you know what I mean? Big time out.
What is going on?
Batteries.
I do. Oh.
Duh. What is better than two batteries? Seven.
Obviously. Like, I just...
The fact that it was recording is fucking funny. Your walk past. Oh, now it's dead. The fact that that shit's funny as fuck. Anywho, yes, it's plenty of people who probably, I guess, need to be like under. Nope. Under the jail. I'm not going to be the one to put them there. So whoever that man is, I hope he gets whatever is coming to him in that way. I hope. Your ability to receive dick sucking is gone now. Well, take that however you want.
Stay soft.
Okay. Hope you're not one. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
So go off, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, okay. Oh. You want to talk about the new menstrual cycle leave in Italy?
Briefly?
Yeah, real quick. We're hitting them.
All pun intended?
Yeah. Hey, niggas. Okay, cramps is hard.
Man.
And guess who ain't got it together? The U.S. They don't give a fuck, okay?
They y'all don't care already about know. Us.
Michael said it. I don't want to say that. They don't really care about us. Okay.
That was great.
Yeah, but Italy clearly cares about their people and they give in a fucking month leave now, basically.
I think that's great.
You know, they give you some time off for when you got PMS. That's pretty dope.
It is, because some people need to stay home.
Yeah.
And that's probably why half the people in customer service, you'd be like, what's wrong with them? They probably on their damn period.
Yeah, she need a Snickers or something.
You know? Hungry?
You're
why
not
wait?
Yourself. You're not yourself without your Snickers. Y'all know what it's like. Y'all know what it's like. Figure right. it out. Let's see. Oh. Okay, because I have a couple things on here and I ain't know which one I wanted to hit first. But we can start at niggas who I'm glad, you know, are not in jail. Thank God for niggas who ain't in jail, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about who puts them there. Let's talk about police officers real quick.
Okay.
Now, the reason I say let's talk about police officers real quick is because the other day we were watching some firemen drills on the TikTok. Okay. And as we were scrolling, I was like, oh yeah, let me show you some things that I'll be saving in my shit. And my saves are like thousands of videos and shit. Cause I see something, I'm like, oop, I'm gonna want to come back to it. And some things are gone. They like completely deleted now, and that's fine.
Right.
But at least I had it when I saw it. Doesn't matter. I got it. So.
And they're all different.
They're, yes.
Like they're, it's dancing, building, agriculture. You'd be like, what the fuck? What? Like, you well-rounded motherfucker.
Zoology. Black bitches who read. Somebody who's a politician. Also, there's a kitten. It's like, oh, that's so sweet. Then it's a baby who can tap dance. You're like, goddamn, baby. Asians who know how to footwork. You're like, god damn, what is happening here? It's great. It's all, it's great. But the firemen do so well, okay, everywhere, here in other countries, except maybe the ones in Africa who was playing. They had me dying because that shit was funny. Yeah. They wasn't saving nobody from no water. That like was the wrong, no fire at all.
It was the wrong fire extinguisher he was using. So it actually was like celebrating. That shit
just, like, are you using a champagne extinguisher? Because that's getting hotter, sir.
Somebody come get your mans.
Somebody come get him. He's dead. Okay. Anywho. So the police officers do none of this. None of the training that firemen do. And I feel like they should start. So I'm probably going to start a petition. It's not hard to start one and to get it around to the world. But
yeah.
I want a petition that all police officers got to go through the same goofy ass drills that fire people got to do. Like, I ain't never seen no fire truck ever pull up to an active fire like the ladders are already sticking out and they running up the ladder and handing buckets of water. Like, I ain't never seen none of that shit, but they got to do it.
Right.
They got to do it. I'm pretty sure there's no drill for police officers to pull up to the scene riding out the window. You know what I mean? With a taser in the air, like your whole body out the car, but then you driving with your kneecap and your foot is on the gas and the brake at the same time. Like, you got to do shit like that.
No, you know what I think the drill should be?
What it should be?
I think the drill should be all the things that they do to the people on the street.
Oh, so you gotta be handcuffed and thrown to the ground and
like,
oh,
the, like the military.
Yeah.
Do they
yeah.
ass like the fucking military?
Yeah.
Police no. officers should be like yeah.
No.
Yeah, take them through that. No, except it won't be an extensive time. It'll be a short time. Oh. So it'll fuck up your cerebral so bad they ain't gonna wanna come back and work. Oh. So then you won't have any police officers and then you'll just have people policing themselves.
Oh. Okay.
Anarchy 99.
I vote for like oh shit, I prefer the anarchy that revolves around like whoever like the best drug dealer was. Like,
hell yeah, because they gonna have shit in order. Like
you
ain't gonna be talking crazy. You can't be out on the streets when you ain't supposed to, because
who sent you?
Them niggas will be patrolling.
Exactly, because they out on the streets. Why are you?
They gonna be like, you ain't supposed
I'm outside.
To be here.
Why are you out here?
Take your ass to sleep. Go night night.
Take your ass to school, nigga. What the fuck is you outside? Like, I miss those.
Like, that was the real point of gangsters. Gangs, y'all. Like, that was the point of gangs. Like, they were keeping women and children safe. And then for anyone who messed with the women and children, you wind up getting dealt with. Now we got little niggas targeting fucking baby mamas because you can't get the nigga. Like, get your weak ass out of here.
I'm going to shoot his kid.
What the fuck? You weak as hell. You are weak.
You gonna shoot the baby?
God, How do we get here? How did we get here?
I would like to vote for a return of these new niggas. I have a receipt.
Man.
I have a receipt. I'm not even asking for store credit. Nothing.
Right. I don't. Mm-mm.
I just want my money back.
Yeah. Full return.
Exactly. But speaking of money back, so have you heard of an ATM?
I mean, I know a few of them.
You know what? Okay.
I do.
Have you heard of a rainbow kiss?
I have. I have.
So first, what do you think ATM is?
Well, see, at first I thought we was talking about like dispensing of the cash, but then when we got to the rainbow kiss, I went back to the other ATM that I know about, and that leads me to a story time. So I was working at this establishment. Uh-huh. It didn't have many windows. That's neither here nor there. So I was speaking to one of my coworkers, and this conversation, it turned so quickly. And I don't know why, but I mean, yes, I do. I mean, this company is known for its sexual harassment suits. So, I mean, you know, whatever.
Woo. Okay.
So as he's talking, he was like, yeah, you know, me and her getting it in, whatever. And then, you know, she gave me some ATM. I said, excuse me? I don't know what that is. Ass to mouth? I said, I'm sorry, what you say?
I know that's right.
Ass to mouth. I said, who's ass and whose mouth?
Was it his?
Yes.
I know that's right.
So she ate my man's groceries and then kissed him. I said, you kissed her back? I said,
hey!
I said, oh.
Tongue all in your own ass? Would you put your tongue all in your own ass?
I was like, wow.
Wowza.
Okay. I mean, and again, I had no judgment for this man. However, I didn't know this nigga from nobody. Like, why are you telling me your business like this?
Wow.
Yeah. Me and him wasn't cool like that. Again, back to the company that is riddled with sexual harassment suits.
I'm sorry.
The fuck?
Well, listen, okay, I am pro nasty ass sex, okay? Not to be confused with nasty ass, but nasty as fuck sex, you know what I mean? I'm with it. So I hope y'all out here being safe, no matter what y'all doing, because shit.
Please.
Shit. Literally.
Literally.
You know what I mean? I mean, hopefully y'all cleaning y'all ass. You know what I mean? Enemas is out here.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that shit, because that's going to make you shit. If you don't want to do that, you know what I mean? You can always, you know, just stick your finger up there, you know?
Oh, no. No, that'll really gross people out.
Why? You do it to babies.
No. I don't know. That people are just nasty.
I don't know.
I feel like people don't clean their ass as good as they should.
Oh, well, that's a whole nother story. But, I mean, listen, if... Because in my brain, I just think about the crazy shit that I have come across, whether it's clients of mine or just friends. And I'm like, you know what? We need to have a full conversation. Like, we need to go over some education 101 type shit. Just let's go back. Let's go back. Let's make it right. Because something we doing is not okay. Somewhere within them, y'all are not doing what y'all supposed to be doing.
Whole time.
And I want more for y'all. Okay? It really takes soap, water. Perhaps if you want to do something fun, like I don't know. I'm like a saline, you know what I mean?
I mean, it also works if you're regular, though, too. If you're not regular, oh, man, if you're not regular.
Then get some old fiber in your diet. perhaps you need more fibrous, you know, things to get that on out.
I feel like people do for real, because this one chick, she was like, what? You go every day? I said, you
what?
Don't? That, what? Ma'am. Yes, yeah, it's scary people out here. It's scary. But the rainbow kiss? Now, that's just taking it way too far.
Can you explain to them what a rainbow kiss is?
Okay, so the woman... The woman is getting her vagine eaten while she is on her period. And mm-hmm. this said person comes up and kisses her in la mouth. That's just not my kink.
So it's tasting the rainbow.
Yeah, so I'm, I'll just keep it at the Skittles.
I will say that I love this term. I feel like this term makes it sound so much more light and fun.
It really does.
It sounds like it's a party. What's that, a rainbow kiss? Like, what's the gayest kiss you can have? You know what I mean? It sounds like that. Like, that sounds happy.
It sounds so happy.
Sounds delightful, no?
It sounds delightful, but, you know, at some point, you know, I just...
In reality, it's going to be a little metallic.
Yeah, and I just, you know...
It's going to be a tad bit metallic.
I just really feel like, you know, it's certain secretions where you just shouldn't... But this is just my personal opinion. Again, if this is your kink, I do not mean to offend. I'm just saying this is not my shit. I just, literally, I just, you know, when it comes to just certain...
This ain't no shit.
Certain excretions of the body, I just don't fuck with. Like, I just, I can't. Because, you know, sometimes even working in a hospital setting, you can't even fuck with it. And it's like regular shit you can fuck with. And, you know, in sex, That just, I'm good.
Oh, that was a lot of ways to say,
It No, I just, oh, because I remember when I was younger, I saw those videos, like the ones, oh, what was that? What was the site that used to be where you get all the nasty videos in the 90s? That's when Napster and LimeWire and stuff was still out. So it was one of those like underground, like internet sites.
But I don't remember.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was this one video that really, it grossed me out so bad that I still vividly remember it. Now, this chick was in the bathtub with her butt tooted up in the air, and she was excreting her, she was excreting her feces into her mouth.
Into her own mouth?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What a fountain.
And I was so... I was intrigued and disgusted at the same time because of the projectile. Like, how did you do that? Like, how did you do that? And why did you do that? Like, but again, not my shit. Again, it ain't.
I mean,
you know, I know people have their things, but I just,
yeah, I mean, it's plenty of things that I don't see myself doing, but I also don't see the ick factor, I guess, either in the same way. Like, peeing is not an ick to me, because it's pee. Like, it's literally, it's like tears from your vagina. Like, you gotta do it.
Tears from your vagina.
You gotta cry
crazy
every day and out of your piss. So I feel like it's just, you know, that's what, maybe that's the way that I look at it that makes it seem like, okay, it's not that crazy, but I just be like, that's it, it's just pee. Like, yeah, I got peed on by kids before. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have ever dealt with a boy baby.
Yeah, you definitely got peed on.
And they ain't my kid. You know what I mean? Like, how fucked up is that for me? Like, you are not my kid.
But it's funny, because when you get peed on by a kid, it's hold on. When you get peed on by a kid, it's funny up until, like, a certain age. But then, so it's after that certain age, like, it ain't cool no more.
Oh. Hey, bruh. Once you start saying, hey, bruh. No, bruh. He can't even help it.
I don't know. I just feel like...
let's sit up under that warm waterfall.
I just feel like... I don't know. Like, people... I'm done with you. I am done with you. People attach too many stupid things to stupid things. Like, I mean, even stuff in your private life that you wouldn't want anybody else to know. Yeah. Like, that's the shit that you still do, but then you publicly judge somebody else for it. Like, that's the shit that be, it be blowing me. That blows me.
I be like, you be talking about, you know, y'all don't want nobody having gay sex.
but you like getting fucked in the booty with a carrot. Like, what? Like, did nobody judge your fucking produce selection, my nigga? But damn, like, so they like dick. What if, okay, so they don't fuck with produce. Sorry. I don't like it. I don't like it. Send these niggas back. I want a refund. I would like a refund. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was racist.
Well, no, here go a whole bunch of people who y'all should stop fucking with. Okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about this. First off, y'all should stop fucking with Keith Lee. That's the first fucking thing. Y'all gonna leave our young nigga alone. All he doing is fucking feeding his fucking wife and they babies and himself.
Right.
And clearly his siblings, because they're out there with him in Vegas. Okay? So all he doing is trying to live his happy monogamous life. And what y'all doing? Y'all fucking with that man and his family. And do you know that man's hands is registered? Do you know that he's an MMA fighter? I think y'all might want to leave this nigga alone.
Please, because he's making this. And for a man to publicly say that he has social anxiety and he's calmly telling you this, please, heed the warning.
The whole time he been telling y'all, hey, I hold my hands like this. I even talk like this because I have social anxiety. That's the reason why I even do this. This whole idea of TikTok is crazy to me. I was just feeding my family and myself. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. That's all I'm doing. So if y'all see me do things that seem a little weird, this is why. He gave y'all all the opportunities, like millions of followers ago. Yeah. He gave y'all all the opportunity to just, hey, understand where he coming from. And y'all was like, oh my God, we fuck with it. Yeah, we fuck with it. And now y'all taking it too fucking far.
Like you usually do. Because everyone who's on a public platform doesn't mean that they're only on it for attention.
Don't mean that they public.
Right. Like, this is a job, y'all. Like, these are the in your jobs. Can you imagine somebody coming up to you in your regular life and still talking to you about the shit that you do at your job? You know how annoyed you get then.
Y'all know how annoyed y'all get when y'all see somebody from high school, like in a grocery store that you ain't seen since high school, and you kind of like avoid them. What the fuck you think he want to do? He want to avoid y'all people all the time, every day. That's what social anxiety is.
Yeah.
It's anxiety from being around motherfuckers like y'all being weird. Leave him alone. Shit.
Yeah.
The end. Leave that nigga alone. Let him eat his food in peace and tell us where he ate it at.
Right.
That's it. That is all. We only care about the joy he gets.
But not only that.
From eating food.
But like, who are you to take away like his own human rights? Like, you are following him in public. Like, that is stalking.
Yeah.
Y'all, we don't mean y'all who listening. We mean the other people. Y'all know who we talking about. Y'all. Who?
They. They. Them. Y'all, they, them.
Thal.
Thal. For sure, thal.
Like, when you take away someone's right to either feel protected or to not even have their own space in a public space, then you have overstepped your bounds completely. Completely. Because if someone were to do it to you, you'd be ready to fight.
Y'all should leave this man alone before he break the foo-fops. put the lumps on you.
But can you imagine if he did? Everybody be like, yeah, he told your dumb ass.
But then don't let it be somebody who's going to be like, oh my God. And then they start their career off of, Keith Lee used to be a good guy and now he hits people. Like, oh my God.
Get your National Enquirer face. Ew, ass.
Oh, you guys suck. Boo, tomatoes. You guys suck. Sorry. I really wish y'all didn't suck as much as y'all do.
But y'all do.
Like, damn.
Just when I have a little glimmer of hope.
Here y'all come.
Somebody fuck it up.
God damn.
Each and every time.
Y'all also need to leave Kanye the fuck alone.
See, but hold on.
Second person on my list. Stop fucking with him. Shit.
Now when he was saying the things that have now came true before they happened, do they call that a prophet? We'll come back to that.
When he was saying
all this stuff, and now that it's playing out, all you motherfuckers that was like, oh my God, he's crazy. He needs to take his medication.
Oh my God, he's never going to get that money back. He's brokey now. Ew.
I'm going to stop buying Kanye shoes, but I'm definitely going to still keep buying Balenciagas. Okay, so anyway, like I'm saying, leave Kanye.
Clean. The fuck alone.
The fuck alone. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You too, Kimberly. Leave this nigga the fuck alone. And y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. If y'all didn't see this lady allow they child to have Ice Spice over as a play date, it's wild. It's wild. Y'all was outraged at finding out the little white girl with the ponytail was a lesbian. And she was all over kids' houses because she dressed like a kid and she was doing kid things. Ice Spice, okay, not the Spice Girls, not Girl Power, but that nigga is a munch, Ice Spice. This little bitch ain't talking about shit that no 9-year-old should be listening to at the fuck all. But since y'all probably allow y'all kids to listen to music in the car, you know what I mean? I'm not judging you for what you playing your kid. I'm judging you for letting that said character into your home and then allow your daughter to dress up like the little orphan Annie with this motherfucking wig on and put on a Juicy Couture two-piece with the blinged ass. And now that is what we're seeing on the internet. That is why I'm judging you, Miss Kardashian. And I normally don't have many judgments for this billionaire wife. I'm not mad at her like business ability. Right. I'm not mad at that. She's a smart bitch. What's unsmart is allowing your 9-year-old daughter, who's already been criticized for doing kid things, right, to now be doing less of kid things and more adult things on the internet. And you allowed this girl who is a grown up, like, she's a young adult, but she a grown-up. Mm-hmm. You allow her into your home, and now your daughter is dressed up as her.
Reciting her lyrics, though, at 9. I remember, you know, turning songs off for the boys when they were, like, at least under 13. If it was too much cursing, like, I felt some type of way about it. Like, okay, once you become a teenager, you know, go ahead. Because you'll be around your friends. It's more influential. Now, if the child is between 9, 10, 11, 12, those are the more impressionable years. So everything that you hear, see, is going to make a bigger impact than what your parents are telling you. So you let society bully your ass into growing your child up quicker. Good luck.
If y'all could see my face, because in my mind, I'm thinking of the song she was dancing to. And in my mind, because see, I got the Ice Spice album, and I play it all the time, because I'm 30 plus.
Right.
I ain't even got no kids. So what she talking about is a lifestyle that I've lived before. Mm-hmm. You know? So I appreciate it like that. But I also know me at 9... was still very much so not listening to to things like that. Spice Girls.
Right.
Sure. Ice Spice adjacent. No, like I wasn't just listening to Adina Howard, because that would be dumb of me. Even if I was reciting the stuff, yeah, I get it. You know, kids won't necessarily know the meanings of it, but when your kid is on the internet,
they know.
They know, they can look it up.
Yeah. And they're around other rich kids.
Priya with her friends all singing Ice Spice.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was actually she was actually playing the same song that we played before. She was dancing to the song in her mood. And we played in her mood. She just is playing that. She was playing like the remix version for like TikTok or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But specifically, the verse one says, "In the mirror, I'm doing my dance. And he packing, I know by his pants. He a rapper, but don't got a chance. Stuck in my way, so I'm loving my bands. Like, a million views in a day is so many ways to get paid. I tried dipping. He begged me to stay. Bae, I'm not staying. I just want to play. In a party, he just want to romp. Big boobs in the butt stay plump. She a baddie. She know she a 10. She a baddie with her baddie friend. They like ice how you always stay hot. Oh, they mad because I keep making bops. Oh, she mad because I'm taking her spot. If I was bitches, I'd hate me a lot." So... the issue is you only really get a minute long for a lot of these songs on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. Like, they're only gonna allow licensed music to be about a minute long,
right?
So if this is the main part that everybody hears, that means she definitely was reciting those well enough to know the lyrics in the video and to lip sync to them. And also, she also did the turnaround dance that Ice Spice likes to do, mm-hmm, to show this big butt and these big boobs because she's a baddie. And I know when I was a young baddie in training, because I know that the young Kardashian West is going to be that. You know what I mean? It's not that I'm against that. It's just that I know what it leads to. And we can't pretend like it don't.
Right.
Like, I understand free will. I understand, you know, kids being able to grow up. And I also remember fucking a pillow. You know what I mean?
It was my teddy bear nose.
I also remember, you know, friends being having like makeout sessions with the goddamn pillows on the couch. And you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Nigga, we had house parties. We saw strippers because our parents had video cassettes of their strip moments of the house parties.
Right.
And bachelorette parties. We saw those. We saw the hoes.
Yeah.
We saw those. We saw what dance that the video vixens did. We saw those. That's the same reason why Ice Spice exists today, is because we had video vixens in the 2000s, in the late 90s. Y'all saw this.
Right.
We are our, what is it, our ancestors' greatest dreams.
Seriously.
This is who we are. So we can't act like this little girl just, she's so far removed from it. Like, nah, give this little bitch a chance. Shit. Don't invite Ice Spice to your house. The fuck? You could have invited Rhapsody.
No, but she's not fun. She's not on TikTok.
I mean,
or Instagram
out of all
like
of it,
that.
You could have invited Lady London over to your house and she would have given her more of an example than Ice Spice.
I get that, but that also, I hate to say it, it also goes to show the social level of Kim. Damn.
So anywho, leave Kanye alone. We see what he has to deal with. Y'all, prayers up for Kanye.
Yeah, real talk, man. Hands
y'all thought
to
he was
you,
mad
my
before.
Nigga.
Y'all thought he wasn't like tripping before. Y'all
Hold
better be glad
wait.
This nigga didn't got married.
Oh, damn, he did.
This is the dumbest shit. That's probably the dumbest shit he could have did. I don't give a fuck.
That was like, such an emotional
that
response.
That was so emotional. Like, Pete Davidson is not going to stay fucking your wife. Like, let it go.
No, now he dating Ice Spice.
Ice Spice. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Freaking Ice Spice.
Back in full circle. So, yeah.
Damn, she in her mood.
Like, damn, she in her mood. Yeah.
Wow.
The ops.
Damn.
All together. Other people y'all need to stop fucking with while we still on that subject. Cardi B and Offset.
Man.
Have y'all learned to stop fucking with them yet? I think y'all might want to stop fucking with them.
Because, like, they actually like each other. They like each other enough to love each other.
They like each other a lot.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They got married after knowing each other for a little bit of time, and they dead ass about each other. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane that right. They are that dead ass about each other. But the fact that these goofy ass McDonald's franchisees have taken it upon themselves to hate on these niggas for being niggas is wild. Yeah. Like, talking about their lyrics and what they stand for, they stand for black love.
But my question was, is yeah, the meal was there for so long and all of a sudden you want to pull it. They were who they were before the deal was even signed. So what do you mean? Oh, I get it. So somebody who ain't know shit about these two people wind up signing something, was like, hey, let's do it. And then when the older folks wind up getting to it, they was like, hey, motherfucker, we got to snatch it back. And that's what happened.
I feel like
they were totally fine with all of these things because you have to be. You're a franchise owner. You don't get to choose what the fuck is on your menu.
Right.
They tell you, as a corporate leader, they tell you what you finna put on your menu. They literally send you new fucking slides for your shit.
Yeah.
Computer shit just changed. You ain't got no chance. Ain't got nothing to do with you. As long as you got an updated menu board, guess what? You don't run that shit. They just gonna boop, boop, boop and yeah. Upload a new thing to it. The fact that you feel some type of way about two rappers, although they've had rappers before have meals there, tells me that you, in fact, are clout chasing.
Ooh.
Because Cardi B is that goddamn popular. That you had to, for me, it was less about the amount of people who were petitioning against it. It was less about that amount of people because it wasn't actually a lot. It was the fact that it was like a Business Insider magazine that put it out, or like Washington Post puts it out. And I am over people using a celebrity's name to get off this flaccid ass story. Like, the story wasn't even that big.
Right.
That's like telling me five people in Eritrea don't know my name. No shit.
Really?
No shit. I don't know theirs either. Look at that. Why the fuck did you make an article about this and try to make it as bad press towards Cardi B and her husband Offset? How dare y'all?
Right.
The Grammys had just been over. Like, it was just so many things that it was just like, who's the Russian roulette of black names that y'all could use? Because it didn't make no sense. It, like, that article was so unnecessary. And that's the only reason why I'm talking about it, is the fact that it's unnecessary as fuck. It's mad people who don't like shit. It's mad racist-ass white people who forever will remove black people from something.
Yeah.
But y'all decided to tell us in a major publication when they are getting paid regardless. They're not getting a profit off of each one, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure they got a nice little deal and they got their money and that's it. Y'all wasn't as outraged as Saweetie.
Well, she didn't do anything.
She has. She's done plenty of shit. Her music says all the same shit. Y'all didn't get mad at Travis Scott.
Right.
Y'all didn't get mad at Bad Bunny. Y'all don't know what the fuck he's saying. So, stop being mad at these. Stop being mad at Black Love during Black History Month. You know what I mean? Y'all, that's why I'm glad I didn't talk about it in February, because fuck y'all.
That part.
Because fuck y'all, bruh. Oh, and also, fuck that nigga Zach Stacy. I hope that they decide to reconsider his prison sentence only being 6 fucking months. But
that nigga, that shit pissed me off. Look, man, under any circumstance, I don't care where your anger. No, I don't care where You say that your anger took you. There is no reason to put your hands on somebody like that who cannot defend themselves against you. You have got to be the most. You are a gutter rat.
Damn, a rat in the gutter.
I mean, for a man to put his hands on a woman like that, you are the biggest pussy I've ever seen.
Damn.
I bet you don't even fight niggas like that. That's why you be beating bitches like that.
Damn.
Get that shit off where somebody else can whoop your ass back the way you whooping on somebody who you know ain't gonna do nothing. And on top of that, since your big motherfucking ass is putting your hands on her, how you gonna feel when it happened to your child?
All I was looking at was the baby on the couch, bruh. When I saw that the baby was right there in her hand, like the fact that she was sitting on the couch and she's saying no, and you see her that close to the baby as a way of protection.
Right.
And that nigga picked up and said, fuck all of that, and then slung her. God damn.
Like,
yo,
she wasn't even a person.
Ragdolled this bitch in her own house in front of they baby is wild. And then for him to still be talking and kicking and stomping on her and punching her in the head.
Why ain't nobody still talking about this shit? Because that's the shit people need to keep retweeting and talking about. Y'all retweet the right shit, because this is fucking ridiculous and these men are not even popular. So for this man who gets paid that much money to fucking entertain you to only get 6 months for molly whopping her ass, guess how many broke niggas do the same thing on a regular fucking basis? Because you don't have any emotional control.
That's insane. All right. Also, if you are yourself, you or, you know, someone you love, okay, is a victim of abuse, don't forget, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. Log in to thehotline.org for help. Call 911 if it's physical abuse or if something is like imminent, okay? But make sure you guys do your due diligence. If you know of somebody in a situation and you have the ability, like they've come to you for refuge, do the proper steps. Document, take audio, video if you can, and immediately go and get your restraining orders, because the police don't give a fuck and they will allow him back in the home
Y'all
live together.
Yeah.
The statistics are every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. That doesn't mean that it is by someone she knows. That's just the statistics of being a woman in the United States.
And that shit is why it sends chills through my bones, because I can remember at times when I was in domestic situations like that. And it's crazy, because even though they're doing this to you, you still feel sorry for they dumbass.
Yeah, because you've seen them get to this point.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, what did I do and what I could have done to not provoke such a monstrous act?
Yeah.
And the difference is, ain't shit you could have did, cause they was gonna beat your ass regardless.
Right.
They was gonna beat whomever ass that they could beat immediately,
Right. Regardless.
So if not you, your children. If not your children, some innocent. If not some innocent, it finally gets down to them. But that destruction actually don't help nobody, because by the time it gets there, it's normally murder suicide.
Right.
So just remember, if you see signs of a nigga's anger or a woman's anger, because also out of 1 in 4 women who get in domestic shit, 1 in 7 men get in a domestic shit.
Yeah.
So if you, sir, are out here with your girl and she cannot stop putting her hands on you, she not gonna stop.
Right.
And it sounds crazy, but you're gonna have to get the fuck up out of there, and you're also gonna have to take all the same precautions that a woman would have to take. And I'm sorry if it's gonna make you look like a bitch, cause really, she the bitchy bitch for putting her hands on you
whole time.
Everybody a bitch when they keep raising their hands to people who didn't ask to square up in the fight. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Like, if we got on gloves, we in a ring. It's a ring tender. Yeah, okay.
Then
it's
fine.
If it's a bitch with shorts on with her ass out, you know what I mean, walking around with a sign with a number on it, perhaps.
Because it's a fair fight.
It's
then.
A fair fight. I signed up for this. I put Vaseline on. But if I'm just in a crib and I got to practice J-Lo's enough, then no, nigga, one of us got to go.
And it ain't going to be
it
me.
It ain't going to be me.
Because what?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the amount of audacity, I believe, that someone has to have to be like, nah, fuck this. I know I love you, but I love you so much that I want to beat your ass is beyond to me. I can't. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, but see, but then I feel like that this is starting to become normal behavior, especially since he's only getting a short prison sentence. So we're normalizing rape. We're normalizing domestic violence. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Upside down day.
Oh.
It's Groundhog Day all over again. 2023.
Where is the escape button?
Well.
I don't mean literally. I don't mean literal. No. I don't mean literal.
Well, you know.
No, not that way. Not that way. Mm-mm. I love light.
Okay.
I love life.
Okay. Okay.
Shit. Okay. I was gonna say that.
All right. Yeah. Well, shit. No, because it was a couple things that I could get to, but I'm like, that may be for another episode.
Okay.
But yeah, let's do that for another episode. But let me end it on this. Okay. Cause this shit crazy.
I like crazy shit.
Okay, but it's not even like, it's just like old people shit. One, it's old people. Two, we all know the old people. Mm-hmm. If you a nigga and you've watched television in the past 30 years, then you know these old people. But in light of the scandalo. The light of the scandal of TJ and Amy, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, they both lawyered up and they got on ABC ass. Like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Whole
you
time.
Gonna hit us with some good severances if you gonna try to fucking fire us because we good at this shit. And we together. Who ain't together, though? But I didn't know was at one point.
Who?
Both of the presidents of BET.
Girl.
What?
That blew my
whole fuck is happening.
I said, God. And then for her story?
Ma'am. How?
Wow.
How she wait until 2023 to release this book? This bitch, huh?
She good
as hell. Cause how the fuck you let this slide past? You won. Y'all wait until both of y'all married as fuck to start y'all affair.
Right.
One. Two, y'all both working for BET, but as we all know, BET is not owned by Bob Johnson or Debra Lee. BET is owned by fucking Viacom. It just is what it is.
Right.
But y'all sat there and both worked y'all way up the corporate ladder together, fucking on each other and shit. Yeah. And then he got the nerve to be like, if you try to do anything, I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna put us on blast. And she'd be like, no, don't do it, Bob. And then for some reason, you allow this nigga to blackmail you supposedly through your career this entire time until then you can flip the script and take his job from under his nose.
Yeah, this shit is wild.
I hate it. I hate y'all for this. And let me tell you why I hate y'all for this. Because the whole time y'all put shit out under the premise of this black family and black excellence and black love. And y'all better be goddamn glad it's Women's History Month and not Black History Month no more. But in Black Women History Month, bitch.
You is wildin', because why am I going to now remember you for having a career under a fucking man?
Why?
You bitches want to work in the first place. It's your fucking fault.
You should have took that shit to the grave. You should have let somebody else do a tell-all and shit after your ass was dead. You should have said in your will, then y'all can put out this book.
Whole
Don't
time.
You do this shit while you alive and this nigga was
doing bad. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so weird.
I bet you somebody young told her to do that shit.
I'm sure. I'm sure the rebrand was like, you can come out on top if you just say all the things
that you wanted to say
to him, because he ruined it. How the fuck did he ruin your career when honestly he set you up for winning?
But she said that at the beginning. That's why I stopped listening to the story.
Because how the fuck?
Because she was like, yeah, you know, he set my career up. And then she was like, and then he tried to blackmail me. I'm like, but wait a minute. Wait. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Your story got to have some consistency.
Aren't you the fucking job owner of it now, though? Like, don't you have his job?
Right. So what is this conversation about?
Why the fuck is you telling me about some shit that didn't affect your career negatively at all? If anything, he kept both of y'all relationships intact by not saying nothing and making sure that you wasn't on no fuck shit. And in turn, you turn it on. How could he then step out, bow out gracefully and bring you up to the stage as if ain't none of that shit ever fucking happened? How dare he not even out none of y'all to his own fucking wife and kids, to your husband? Nothing.
Exactly.
You were willing to blow up your whole shit.
No.
For what?
No, but she was saying that everybody did know about the relationship. See, and again, this is why when women who actually go through things and they share their story, that's why nobody fucking believes them, because women like that share shit and omit the shit that really makes them look like the person that they are. You can't say that he took your career because, bitch, you were still the CEO. You can't say that he held you back because you were still able to move up the corporate ladder. You can't say that he was going to blackmail you when you wanted to end the affair, because now you're trying to make it seem like you're trying to be the bigger person when both of y'all niggas was cheating.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop.
All of these things don't sound fishy to y'all. Like,
no,
not even in the least bit. It don't sound like, that don't sound right.
No, because people just take the first bite. All they hear is the story, and then they identify with part of the story, and that's the only thing that they keep intact.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm. I do too. That's why nobody believes anything on Single Mom memoirs, and I think that shit's fucking hilarious.
They don't, but
because
here goes a bunch of other things y'all not gonna believe.
Man.
All I can do is just keep giving you things that you're not going to believe, because clearly you don't believe my life is possible. You think that it has to happen like your life, except funny enough, I did not come out of your mom's vagina.
Yeah.
It's really wild.
It's crazy.
Swear to God, I could have thought, no. Nope.
We're not even related.
Not at all. Genetics, huh?
Crazy.
Swear they are. Well, genetics are nuts. Well, I guess we shall end things with a motherfucking diddy bop.
Well, let's diddy till we bop.
Okay, but make sure you guys have subscribed to all of our channels, because hello, we outside.
We outside.
And by outside, I mean actually in the sun, vitamin D. We're outside getting all of our nutrients. We're outside drinking all of our water, okay? We're outside actually making the world a better place. So I really want you guys to not think when we say we're outside, that we're outside with you guys.
Right.
Because you would see us if we were outside in the same place.
That part.
But you don't see us because we outside of two different places. That's the problem. Y'all looking for me somewhere where y'all shouldn't be. Maybe. Mm. Okay. Not trying to do that, but yeah, follow us on all of that shit. Single Mom Memoirs, follow it, okay? Peace and Porn, follow it. House of Home Goods, follow it. Dope House, follow it. Camille, follow her.
Right.
not actually, okay?
Please
do not follow myself
too.
Or TT Camille, okay?
Yeah.
Please do not get y'all asses beat in this beautiful 2023 by us, okay? We do not want that for y'all.
Mm-mm.
We want y'all to live strong, healthy, prosperous lives.
Yes.
And you can't do that when you got the beats on you. You can't do that.
Hit you with the beatbox.
You can't do that with registered pause just, you know, print all on you, okay? You don't want that.
Yeah.
All right? So follow us on the socials, not in real life. All right? Hit that Cash App. Make sure y'all putting the money in the goddamn Tatas for TT's fund. Yeah, now, for how real. Y'all do that? That's by listening to the goddamn ads in this podcast. So if you listen through it, guess what? We get a couple changes. You know what I mean?
Just a couple.
Just a couple changes. But, you know, y'all can feel free to, you know, hit up TT Camille. What's your Cash App?
What's my Cash App? It's Thick Fit Stylist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mine is Pizza and Porn. Just hit me up.
Yeah. You should probably change the name.
You ain't got it. You know. But if in case you choose to, that's cool too. All right. But we're gonna, you know, get up out of you guys' hair. Today is actually, because this is Thursday, today is TT Frankie P's birthday. Okay. She yes. just turned a big 40. Oh, hit that shit, okay? 40. All right, so, you know, she has made it 40 years, but more importantly, she's made it a year past a goddamn cancer diagnosis and full recovery, yes. fully deleted cancerous cells, so... We are just happy that she's made it to another birthday. This the first birthday that she had to deal with this shit.
Yes.
So we gonna party it up tonight.
I can't wait.
You know, it's gonna be good.
Yes.
But until, you know, next time, I hope you guys are drinking your water. I hope you are minding your motherfucking business. I hope you are staying out of the goddamn way before somebody put the beats on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And make sure you keep that shit ratchet.
Period. Okay. Oh yeah, this my shit. Download that shit.
Y'all, this is TT Aaron. She'll give herself enough. Download her shit, please.
Keep you acknowledgements, honestly. I can't be promising that my flesh ain't weak. I've been me. Don't let my past in this make it look past with the flat cheeks. That precious metal, I cannot be broken with fables and lies. I took all the pain that's inside. I turned it from water to wine. I stretched it out to 500 miles. I need love to hold me through hundreds, thousands and open minds. Me be present, connects the constant. Got me pressure, my toxic mindset.
I made the meal, I took my plate. I tried to look the other way.
I'm doing me, I'm doing me. 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 Keep it consistent. Don't box me in with the misses. Don't put the weight on my fitness. Just give me a little trust. Say it's all about us. Well, that means me too. Got some things on my plans that I need to see through. Got some money in my hand, I'ma need a recoup. Wanna let you stay fly, boy,
I'm
like
barely, I just seen the news. Keep myself in order, pay my dues. My passports and my flights are flew. My life's a movie. It's just me against the odds. Backpacker with a border's life. Get on my side, need more. It's love, war, it's not love.
I'm doing me, I'm doing me. 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 I'm doing.